After talks with Albany in the morning, the board met last night before an audience mostly interested in approval of the plans put together by teams from East Lafayette, Bennett, and Martin Luther King to restart the schools. On advice from interim schools superintendent Donald Ogilvie and some complaints from Albany about the plan, the decision was delayed. After the audience left, the board started fighting over a racist email which is circulating and board member Sharon Belton Cotman forwarded to others. Board member Jay McCarthy, backed by member Larry Quinn, wanted that referred to the Ethics Committee.
It was pointed out to me. I saw it. I turned to Mrs. Cotman and said, did you forward this email? Yes, I did. I didn't write it, but I forwarded it to people.
I did not say that. You said,
Ms. Cotman, allow him to speak.
Do you know about this email?
I think the thing is so offensive that I think we should submit it to Ethics Committee. Let them hear Ms. Cotman out, but this kind of thing is disgraceful.
Later on, the board fought over board member Carl Palladino's business dealings with charter schools. Palladino says he doesn't own Ellica Development and there is no conflict of interest. Eventually, the board majority just adjourned the meeting with some issues undecided. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.